Welcome to the best 5-minute wine podcast.
What wine to drink when you're playing poker and how to keep a good poker face when you're doing both. You got questions? Sour Grapes has got the answers.
You want a good poker face?
Yeah, I want answers.
Start by imagining you just drank a room temp Chardonnay from a can with a bendy straw. Then remove all joy from your soul. Pretend your favorite wine was discontinued and replaced with boxed sangria. And whatever you do, never blink. The last time I blinked, some fizz for brains raised me with a pair of pocket aces and I had to take him down, but I lost my Cabernet and my dignity. You want something bold enough to keep you sharp, but smooth enough so you don't accidentally bet the house. Try a Zinfandel. It's spicy, strong-willed, and just unpredictable enough to match your bluff game. Or if you're feeling real gutsy, pour a glass of The Prisoner. Bold red blend, lots of layers. Like my emotional baggage, there's always a Malbec, cheap, cheerful, and ready to console you like a warm poker hoodie.
What if someone asks what you're holding?
Easy. Just say, I hold grudges, not cards.
How about some advice on keeping a good poker face? I've got a good
poker face.
Okay, Mr. Lady Gaga. You want to know what my poker face looks like? Picture this. It's the same face I make when someone orders a glass of Merlot and asks if it comes with ice. It's the expression I had when I found out rosé all day was a thing. Pure, unfiltered disappointment. Aged to perfection. No smile, no frown. Just a steady glare that says, I've seen things, and none of them impress me. Some folks raise an eyebrow when they bluff. I raise standards, and nobody notices. So while you're over there sweating bullets holding a pair of twos, I'm sitting here looking like I'm mentally drafting a strongly worded letter to a winemaker. That's my poker face. Not RBF, but resting vintage regret. And trust me, it's won me more chips than luck ever did. This is Sour Grapes, pouring grumpy wisdom one vintage at a time.
The best 5-minute wine podcast.